who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you're doing well. Doug Gottlieb Show broadcasts live every day from sunny Southern California. Welcome, welcome in. I'm still buzzing off last night's game. But I want to talk a little bit about this, what feels like a breakup of a couple that never really got together. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. Unmatched selection of fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Odell Beckham Jr. was on the shop during Thursday Night Prime broadcast. Here's what he had to say.
Are you ready?
I haven't made the decision, and for me, it's like I would like to be in a stable environment. Get up 6 a.m., leave at 6 p.m. for 4 weeks, and then let's talk about it. I've played football for a long time. I'm not saying that I couldn't step in and play regular season, but I don't see the point. I really don't. Like, I would rather play when that pressure's on. I would rather play when the lights is on. Like, I went through the whole playoffs, and I was, after having my first bad playoff experience, like, all I was ready for was to clear that off my name.
So, look, here's the deal, okay? The Cowboys were all hot to trot on him, or it seemed that way. Then he shows up, and he goes to the basketball game, and the next day we get the, you know, he's not actually going to be ready to play this year. It's more of a two-year deal sort of variety, which we were led to believe, well, OBJ will be really mad about it, and now he's like, well, yeah, I don't really need to play in the regular season. I'm just a playoff guy. It should be pointed out that James Washington, talented wide receiver who was drafted at second round by the Pittsburgh Steelers, he just now got healthy, just now got cleared, should play this weekend. I think that plays no small part in it, right? They need another wide receiver, and they were probably getting a little frustrated and maybe thought, well, we could bring in OBJ here. But, yeah, that's not the way it works. You know? It's not the way it works. Do you want to go to Ruth's Chris? I'd love to go to Ruth's Chris, but I only want to eat the dessert. You know, I only Cheesecake Factory. Let's go. Let's go. We'll go family dinner. I only want to eat dessert. I only want to play in the playoffs. Like, hey, dude, we kind of need you. Like, we kind of need you before that. So OBJ can tell us all he wants to tell us about his experience and how he's done it before. And look, he's played football his whole life. But I feel like we're the only ones who talked about this for a couple of months, which is no one's seen him run. And he doesn't want to run for anybody. No one's seen him with pads on. And he don't want to put pads on for anybody. He's not cleared to play. He's not going to play. My guess is the medicals, when they look at it, like, yeah, this is not great. And he's kind of trying to pull a fast one on people who, you know, when Jerry Jones backs away from something that he pretty openly desires, tells you all you need to know. So I mean, look, here's Dak Prescott talking about OBJ. Take a listen.
I said it the first time y'all asked me, this is a business. So, I mean, I leave that to that side of the building. And obviously, yeah, it would help to have him. He's a great player. If he can come in and play right now, 100%, yeah, we want him. And but we've, as I said before, I've got a lot of confidence in the guys that we have and where we're going and guys getting their feet back underneath them and what we've built upon. So if we get him, hell yeah, it's going to help. And if not, yeah, I mean, I'm confident in what we have and know that we can win.
Yeah, it wasn't the other side of the building. It wasn't finances, okay? It was, take a look, when you listen to what Dak said, if he can play right away. He can't play right away. Can't play right away. So, can't play right away. By the way, we have an update on the World Cup. Ilo, you got that World Cup up on your...
I have the goal. I have the goal. So Argentina was leading the Netherlands in the quarterfinals 2-1. Final seconds of second half stoppage time, literally the 10th minute, and the Netherlands attempted a free kick.
Emiliano Martinez dancing just in front of his goal line. Comanis rolls it in. It's a goal. The Dutch have scored. Can you believe it?
The Colin Fox, so they're going to overtime. So both Netherlands goals scored by Wout Weghorst. I actually had some Wout Weghorst once at the Red Lion Tavern and Beer Garden in Silver Lake, by the way. So Argentina and the Netherlands going to overtime, just like Croatia and Brazil earlier today.
Wout Weghorst. I find the Wout Weghorst better off the tap than I do from the can. What about you guys? It's how I look at Wout Weghorst. I kind of want to divert into a story, which I didn't run by Jay Stu, but I want to run by Jay Stu. You guys ready for it? Have you guys seen this model who, like, has never met Tom Brady but said she loved Tom Brady? And then what happens with these websites are that I've never heard of. They pop up on your, like, Instagram and Facebook and other stuff is you get like guys that don't know anything about sports going like, does Tom Brady have a new girlfriend? Like the chick is an Instagram model, which there's other terms for Instagram models, who showed up at his football game, kind of trolling him, you know, and wants to meet him, professes her true love for a guy she's never met before. Like, I don't know. Clearly we all don't know the real Tom Brady and what Tom is like with his ladies behind the scenes. But my guess is that while Tom is a free man to do whatever he would like, the idea that that woman is now his girlfriend, like how have we gotten to that point to where that is somehow accessible news? Your thoughts, Jay Stu.
Veronica Rajic. As you were talking, I had to do a Google image search just for research purposes. I don't know. I mean, between Tom Brady's personal life and divorce being news and now this, it seems to be a little, I guess, borderline news-ish. And
it's not even borderline news.
More Page Six stuff.
It's not even like eating Page Six. The beauty to Page Six is... like, you know, these are well-known people dating one another, rumors, stories about things like that, right? This is somebody who, I mean, it's kind of genius by her. Let me just thrust myself into this Tom Brady story. It'll help, you know, my followers, and I'll become a what's it called when you're somebody who tells people to buy things?
Influencer.
But like, who are these people who are covering this like it's a story? And the issue with it is it becomes like news on the level of regular news. You're like, wait, that's not accurate, right? I mean, it's not news, and these are not credible people. So I just really, really struggle with it.
Doug, when we were younger, when I saw breaking news come on a screen, I literally, my heart would stop. Because it was either, you know, something extremely crazy, you know, something happened that was like, oh my God, like, you know. Now breaking news comes on, it's like a dog running on the freeway. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? So your point about that is extremely accurate.
And back in the day, the breaking news even had this really intense theme song that made your skin crawl. Okay, what disaster has befallen us now? By the way, we do have Tom Brady's reaction to this story, by the way.
Just like we drew it up.
Oh, just like we drew it up there. Well, I don't know if you know the... Ilo, do you know the just like we drew it up thing with Jay Stu?
No, this is news to me. What is it?
Just like we drew it up is the new thing that people do that's so uncreative and lazy. It basically exposes your lack of imagination. I'll give you an example. You know when you go to a restaurant, I know things are tight with you, Ilo, but once you treat yourself and your family to a restaurant, and then you eat all your food, and then the waiter comes around after you've cleaned the plate and it's been like 5 minutes and he's like, you obviously hated it. And then somebody laughs. It's like a way to get a cheap laugh. So on Twitter and in person here, Tom Brady this week and then Sean McVay last night, they walk into the press corps and say, just like we drew it up. And then everyone's going to have their laugh. It's annoying.
I will say this, guys, and I'm guilty of my fair share of laughing way too loud at a mediocre joke by an athlete or coach, but it just struck me how loud the Tom Brady laughter was.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this.
Just like we drew it up.
Oh, my God. Tom with the funnies. Tom, listen, can you open for Chappelle? Because you will truly warm up the crowd. Yeah, it's kind of that's more a sad statement of the media guys than anything else.
But Isaac, the LA reporters are a little more focused.
Oh. All right, guys, just like we drew it up.
You're right.
There was a woman in the back that found it hilarious.
Like Sean McVay was the.
I never heard that one before.
No, Sean McVay was the opening act while everyone was still eating their dinner, and Brady was the closer.
Brady was the closer. Yeah, I just, like, I don't know. I understand that Brady has gotten to where he, like, one of his kids' birthday, I think, was yesterday. You know, he puts, obviously, his family out there and the Facebook stuff, and they were, like, one of the biggest couples in the world. So all of that stuff, I think, was kind of fair game. Plus, it was revolved around his desire to keep playing football, so we were told. But now I'm kind of like, chick shows up at a game, takes photos and videos and says, professes her true love for Tom Brady, who she's never met. And now another website takes it as, does she have a new boyfriend? Because somebody who is not, is showing her around Tampa. Like, do we think Tom Brady on his day off, on his kid's birthday, is showing some Instagram model Tampa? Right.
Doug, do you remember this at a Super Bowl a couple years ago?
So the woman in the wedding dress.
I'm in love with you.
Are you really?
Can you marry me, please?
Wow.
I've never had a proposal.
What's your name first?
Inez.
It's a beautiful name, Inez.
Marry me. What's... I'm the real Miss Brady.
So has it happened before?
Yes, it's happened before. And I'm sure Tom Brady handled it as well as you can handle it, you know? So I just, where are we going that, and this is not like, where are we going that this is actually something that gets tweeted and retweeted and becomes like on your news feed? You're like, geez, has to be a way to filter some of this stuff better. Has to be a way. So look, let's circle back to the OBJ thing. I just, like, he's a BSer. It's kind of obvious to everybody. I'm guessing that Jerry kind of pissed, to be totally honest with you. Because I'm guessing Jerry probably said, hey, listen, we want to bring you in. We'd like to have you. Love to have you. Want to pursue it. But he probably brought him up with the idea of, like, all right, so when we bring you in, you'll play. And now OBJ's like, I don't really need to play in the regular season. Well, that's good. We don't really need to sign you then. You know? You're not going to be cleared. They checked out his knee. His lack of ability to say, I'm absolutely positively ready. I can play tomorrow. I want 4 weeks in a place to feel comfortable. Like, yeah, that's not actually how it works. He's just a BS artist. And we fall for it. Just like people fall for the, well, maybe Tom Brady's, she professes her true love for Tom Brady. So maybe Tom Brady's in it. Like, you really think Tom Brady needs that? I think he'll do okay for himself. I don't know. All you need to know about OBJ is the Rams have wanted to sign him since he got hurt. And we were told it was about money for a long time. He didn't think he was getting the respect. And then he does this song and a dance about teams that he's going to go visit. He goes and visits the Giants. They don't offer him a deal. He goes and visits the Cowboys, and it comes out that his knee is not right. He ain't going to be ready this year, and they don't offer him a deal, or we don't know of them offering a deal. Now he's like, you know, I don't really want to play the regular season. What's the point? Well, the point is, like, you got to kind of play and live bullets, and you're coming off an ACL. Like, not going to be good. Ah, I've been playing long enough. BS artist, right?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the off season.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. We are paying some amount of attention to Argentina and Netherlands in overtime. They used to. When did they do away with the golden goal? When did they do away with the golden goal? Ilo, do you know when they did away with the golden goal?
What am I, Google? I want to say it was around the range of 2006 because the 2010 World Cup final between the Netherlands and Spain went to extra time and they went the full time. So it was sometime in the decade of the 2000s.
All right, fair enough. Let's get to Brandon Whedon, who joins us now on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Baker Mayfield, 2 days with our boy Z-Rob, Zach Robinson, to prepare for not just a game, but for the two-minute drill. As a guy who has switched teams and had to learn playbooks, how impressive is what you saw last night?
I mean, I can't tell you how hard that is and how impressed I was. And not only going from any system, but going to a Sean McVay system, which I think on the broadcast, I think John Wolford gave an example of what a play sounds like. I mean, it's very, very terminology driven. And then you have to learn the whole operation of a 2-minute drill to go down and win a game in primetime. And that, what he did was unbelievable. I mean, he's, you know, his back's up against the wall like it's been for the last couple of years. And he got an opportunity there to go prove some people wrong. And what he did, I mean, 2 days, I mean, I was in Houston for, oh, I think 8 days. And I mean, my head was spinning so fast, I wasn't sure I could see straight when I had to get thrown in the Indianapolis game. Fortunately, I went out and I played well. But now what Baker did on, you know, 2 days of basically a different language, I mean, that, I mean, incredible, man. I mean, it really is. People just, I can't even put into words how difficult that is to go from one system to another and be thrown in there like that. It's hats off, man.
Help us out. By the way, there was a little – Jace, dude, did you notice a little bit of the humble brag in there? I mean, it's okay. You did it. You accomplished it. But you did the – Jay, did you notice the humble brag there where he's like, you know, 7 days, I mean, I struggled, but I did it. I played great.
Definitely, yeah.
Indy. But there was a little – humble brag.
I've been in his shoes before, not quite 2 days. But
which is why I wanted to have you on. Okay, so let's – when you went to Houston, that was coming from Dallas or were you coming from your couch?
No, I was coming from Dallas.
Okay, so – what day of the week did you know you were going to Houston?
I went on a Tuesday, and I got picked up the same day. So I got to Houston on Wednesday. Didn't play the first game. We played the Jets. I remember that. And then the next week we go to Indy, and was playing behind T.J. Yates, and he tore his ACL in the start of the second quarter, if I remember right. So I had to play pretty much the entire second quarter on. And, I mean, it was, yeah, you know, again, fortunately I had a little more time. But, yeah, it was still tough.
Okay, so this is the perfect example because also head coach was a offensive coordinator, quarterback guy as well. So you got to help us out with this. So you get picked up on a Wednesday, right? You get the playbook right away. Do they wait until you sign that they give you the playbook? How does it actually work?
No, they met me. I mean, I flew in, which they picked me up in a car, went over, and I went straight to the hotel. It was at night, and quarterback's coach actually met me at the hotel with the playbook. We talked about just the basics, you know, basically just the basic operation. I mean, snap count, you know.
Which is what? Okay, so again, for people who – we don't know that snap counts are different team to team. Did you guys know that? None of these guys knew that as well. Okay. So what was different about the snap count in Houston to the snap count in Dallas?
Everybody has, like, we're going on one. That's, you know, whatever color you want. Green 18 said hot. You know, some teams have a live color. Like when I was in Houston, Tom Brady always uses green 18. So in Houston, when Bill O'Brien came over, he wanted us to use green 18. So green 18 said, that's on one. And then you've got black, which is like the hard count. So it's like, you know, black 80, black 88, black 80 said, hot, hot, hot. So it's like a on three, kind of when you're backed up on the goal line.
Yeah.
You've got.
So that's not called the huddle. That's not called the huddle. That's called when you're actually calling the snap count. If you're reading them and you think, okay, I want to draw them off sides, you just start calling black 80 and everybody knows.
No, that starts in the huddle. You call that in the huddle. So, like, you get in the huddle. You know, where it gets tricky is you're in the huddle. You know, whatever the play is, let's go on one. Ready, break. You walk to the line of scrimmage, and let's say, like, they're out of position, okay? then you have an opportunity to snap the ball. Like, I want it now. Like, give me the ball. So that could be like, hurry, hurry, set, hut, or turbo, set, hut. There's, so some teams use turbo. Some teams use hurry, hurry. Some teams you yell. I'm trying to think what we use in Houston. Alpha Blue Go, which is give me the ball fast.
Which
so
what?
Every team's got it. Yeah, Alpha Blue Go. Alpha Blue Go, which would be like, the center could be mid-sentence talking to the line. If he hears Alpha Blue Go, that ball's coming.
Yeah.
Just because the quarterback's like, okay, I want it. I want it now. Or, you know, sometimes you get up and the defensive line's not situated. We're running the ball left to a three-man side, and it's like they're not even lined up. That Will linebacker turned around looking at the safety. Boom, let's snap it, come off the ball, hit them in the mouth, you know, get on them before they can before they get lined up. So there's – I mean, I bet there's – a dozen, 12 to 15 different ways you, just to get the ball snapped. And that, again, it's hard to explain. I mean, without.
No, you're actually doing a great job. Like, don't undersell what you're explaining to us. I had no idea. Did you guys have any, Chase, did you have any idea about that?
No clue at all. This
None.
Is good stuff.
Nobody, I've never heard this discussed in the history of national radio, that the color coordinates with the snap count that it started. Because I think we just all thought, like, you're in the huddle. It's on two. Or if it's going to be a hard count, you go, all right, fellas, hard count here, okay? On three, on Jimmy, don't you jump. And everybody gets on to Jimmy because Jimmy always jumps, right? That's what we always think. We don't think of these. Okay, so first thing you do, you go over snap count. Then what's the next thing that you have to do to kind of to start the difference in language of system barriers?
Honestly, formations. I mean, formations change. I mean, you know, there's only so many formations you can get in. So it's deciphering, okay, this is a 2x2. You know, when I was in Dallas, we called it double right. When I was in Houston, we called it flank right. You know, so it's the same formation as far as where the Y is, where the X right. is, where the Z is, where the F is. But you have to know, it just the terminology changes. So formations are tough because, okay, you're in the 2x2, you're in flank right or double right. You got to know if there's a motion. Okay, F's motion, he's in a motion across to a 3x1. So you got to be able to take everything you've learned for however long you've been playing in one system and then kind of just basically flip it in your mind and forget the old word, you know, verbiage and move on. So formations are tough, you know, for quarterbacks and receivers. Those are, that's kind of where the offense starts. If you know how to get lined up, the quarterback knows where everybody's supposed to be lined up. You know, at least you can get a player in. And I mean, there's a million formations. There's a ton. I mean, different variations. There's game plan formation. That's tough. So we went over that. Then we went over some personnel, you know, and I knew DeAndre Hopkins. I knew a lot of the players there, but kind of talked about some personnel. And then basically he gave me the playbook and said, all right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to your room, come back, write out, you know, give us 10 runs that you're familiar with that you ran other places. Give me 10 passes, you know, just drop back passes that you're familiar with route concept-wise. And then give me, you know, maybe 5 play action passes that you've ran, that you feel good about, that you think that, you know, we can run against any different coverage. And that was basically my first week as a backup. That was my call sheet. So we're going to find different ways to run those plays I'm familiar with that I had familiarity at the place I was before in Dallas. So it's a lot, man. I mean, it, the amount of time that he had to spend, I mean, probably didn't get much sleep. He's up, and Z-Rob's probably right there in his ear helping him. It's just, I made the comment, I think when I got to Houston, because their system is so unique. There's only a couple teams, you know, New England, probably, I would assume. Yeah, I know the Raiders do because I heard them, heard Carr yelling out some mic points last night. So they're running the same system that Brady, Belichick, and then Bill O'Brien ran in Houston. So that's a kind of a unique system that they call their formations. They don't even make sense. I mean, there's like when the tight end's to the right on the line of scrimmage, it's called zero. I've never had a number in a formation. That just, that always blew my mind. I was always in a protection. So, but anyway, yeah, it was, it's just, the learning curve is steep, man. It's a lot of people take it for granted, but man, when you go to a new place, it's hard. I will say this, you know, when I was in Dallas, that system is the same system that Troy Aikman and all those guys ran. It's called the digit system. So that is known for being very receiver friendly. So you can line up, you know, whatever, gun trips right, and then each you'll go like deep 826. The deep eight, you start left to right. Deep eight, the number two receiver, which is usually a tight end, will have the deep two, and then the backside will have a dig. So that's a very common play. But it tells the number tells each player what to do. So those guys don't need much time to come into the system. They kind of have an idea. If I can just get lined up, my number tells me what my route is. So it's a very, very easy system to learn.
Brandon Whedon joining us in the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, so when you get in for Yates tears his ACL, and I think you were still, it was still the same rules as now, right? Where they can talk to you till the 15-second cutoff, right?
Yep.
Who was Bill O'Brien in your ear? Who was in your ear?
George Gottsy.
Okay, so George Gottsy's in your ear. Is he telling you the play and then talking you through what you're going to see? Like what is the communication actually sound like?
Yeah, yes, he would. So he would, give me the play. If it was an alert, let's say we had a run to the right, and we wanted to alert it to the left versus some look that has going on. If the safety was down and we didn't have numbers, we're going to alert it and run it weak. So he basically saw two run plays at one time. So he would call the play, whatever. It's been 5 years, 4 years since I've been in that system. So it was like, hey, let's go freeze, 36 boss, alert 35 jet. Okay, so then he says, all right, Brandon, look, hey, if that safety's down over there, remember, we run this week. You got it. We're good. That's it. So, like, he's talking to me as I'm kind of walking the line of scrimmage, just giving me, like, basically they give us tips and reminders every Friday or Saturday morning. And so basically he would just kind of give me just real quick tidbits, like, hey, right here, versus single high, we want to work this side. Versus two deep, we want to work this side. You know, just real quick, simple, just bullet point reminders to kind of just help me function. And it worked out. I mean, I will say that this is pretty important. Last night you noticed he was using a wristband. And some guys hate wearing wristbands. When I was in Houston, I mean, I had to. I'm not sure I could have played without one. So that helps from a terminology standpoint. He's not having to read the entire play. He's like, hey, Brandon, get on, but let's go wristband 64. And you get on there and you read wristband 64 and you go. So there's no screwing up the huddle, which is, that's a huge relief for a guy that hadn't been in the system for very long.
Yeah, but then he's got to explain to you what that play is that you just read in. Okay, so what about 2 minute drill? Because I talked to a GM earlier today and he was like, the most impressive thing is 2 minute. I don't know how you do 2 minute, but my thing was with 2 minute, can't they talk to you because the play clock isn't down to 15? Can't they talk to you the whole time? What's 2 minute like?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I would assume that they went in there and kind of limited their formations and just kind of ran their base package. I mean, the plays that he ran. I mean, I didn't study it or anything, but it was a shot. I think he threw a shot to the right, made a great catch, and then they obviously took a shot at the end, which I have no idea why the Raiders were in man-to-man coverage, single high. That was pretty stupid. But
how that feels like a fireable offense, right? I don't want anybody to be fired, right? I went to the game. There's 15 seconds to go. There's no timeouts. We're on the 23-yard line. Again, I'm just a basketball analyst and national radio host. Okay, I do not profess to have anywhere close to the level of. But basically, like, shouldn't you play really three high, keep zone, keep everything in front, tackle the guy in bounds, and the game? They might not even get a second playoff. This is kind of basic stuff.
15 seconds. I mean, our number was always 16, so you're cutting it close. But yeah, I mean, play outside leverage, funnel everything in the middle, play like a pre-Tampa 2. You got two deep safeties with the Mike already ran basically as the middle third. Yeah, so three deep, essentially. Three true deep, not cover three. But yeah, and keep outside leverage, keep everything in bounds. I mean, Baker's probably needs to write that defensive coordinator a handwritten note, tell him thank you. That was a gift. But no, the 2 minute drill is, I mean, that's hard. I mean, yeah, I know Sean McVay can talk to him the whole time, which a lot of quarterbacks, I always hated when guys were like, if I'm at the line of scrimmage, I didn't like when coaches were like talking to me. Yeah. Because you got so much crap going on up there. But I'm sure, Sean would talk him through, hey, you got, this combination to the right, this is your smash combination, you're working, two seams on this side or whatever it may be, just to kind of give him, again, those reminders. But yeah, doing a 2 minute drill, being there 2 days, hell, just the operation again. I mean, everybody talks about the plays and throws, but just functioning as far as getting the line of scrimmage, getting the ball snapped, understanding the mechanics to get a ball snapped. I mean, we spend the first 2 full days just on shifts, motions, mechanics, changing up snap counts. You know, it's not easy to do. So, yeah, my hat's off to Baker Mayfield. It was awesome. I'm happy for him, man. He's a battle from adversity, and he was able to shut some people up for a while. It was a lot of fun to watch.
We're going to see Tua versus Herbert this weekend. Herbert does not have a great defense, and the offensive line is. It looks like Mike Williams not on the injury report. So it looks like he'll play. If you had to pick between one of the two, is it even a discussion, Tua as opposed to Herbert?
Oh, I mean, right now I would say, you know, he's got the upper hand just because he's got a full game of players. I mean, you know, the Chargers have been beat up, man. I mean, you know, receiving corps has been beat up. Defense has been beat up. They're just, as a team, they've battled that injury bug. I mean, I think Tua's playing at a very high level. He didn't have his best game last week. He didn't play awful, but he didn't have his best game last week into an unbelievable 49ers defense. But, I mean, yeah, right now I'd probably give the upper hand to Tua. I just think the speed and the weapons he has at his disposal that's a huge luxury, and he's taking advantage of it. He's throwing the ball well. You can tell he's seeing everything, you know, pre-snap, post-snap extremely well. He's throwing the ball accurately, downfield, you know, letting those guys run and giving them a chance. But, I mean, Herbert's played some pretty good football.
Brandon Whedon joining us in the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top 5 draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Doug will be joining us momentarily so that we can keep you updated on the quarterfinals at the World Cup. Argentina and the Netherlands have gone to a penalty kick shootout, so it's our second penalty kick shootout of the day. So we're going to get the gambler going on with Doug in just a moment. The Netherlands attempted their first penalty kick, and Argentina made the save. In Argentina's turn right now, they roll in a goal. It was Lionel Messi gesturing at the fans right now, so Argentina has a 1-0 lead in the penalty kick shootout there. So we will keep you updated with that, what's going on at the World Cup quarterfinals right now, and while we wait for Doug to rejoin us, we can give you a couple of just-breaking NFL injury updates.
Isaac, how familiar are you with the rules of the penalty kick? You follow this sport pretty close?
Yeah, if it goes across the goal line, it's a goal. And
oh,
if it
really?
Doesn't, it's
okay, well,
not a goal. And
me.
Whoever
okay.
has the most wins.
What's the strategy, though? It just seems like so much is on the line, and you wait 4 years, and you put so much sweat and blood and tears into this that for your final game in a semi or a quarterfinal to come down to seemingly a coin flip, I mean, these goalies are just guessing, correct?
Yes. And you know what? You are absolutely 100% right on. It is the exact equivalent of putting blood, sweat, and tears in for 4 years. And remember, it was 120 minutes to begin with. Then there was 10 minutes of second half stoppage time, and it's essentially coming down to a coin flip. Speaking of flipping, let's flip it over to you, Doug.
All right, let's get to the gambler, which will also have our 5 for 5 in it. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, from live from the TireRack.com studios. Ilo has showed off his singing skills before. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give my 5 for 5, 5 pro picks in a second. We're going to go around the room, and you guys make your gambler picks, and then we sing. Everybody got it? Good.
Yes.
I need the J. Stu team parlay, because that's really what the people want. That's what they wait for.
No, that I get a lot of that on Twitter.
Yeah, I do too.
What's the J-Stu team parlay this week? Now, the Lions are +1.5 this weekend. That's the first team you need to take. They're hosting the Vikings. Hold on a second.
Yeah, they're hosting the Vikings.
But they're giving points.
They're laying points, yeah.
It's flipped.
They were dogs, now they're favorites.
See, this is a great start to the J-Stu team parlay. So Lions are laying points. They're playing well. They're a great story. The Vikings are random. So put the Lions in your first team of the J-Stu team parlay.
Okay.
Now you need a second team. I like the Bengals. Ooh. -5.5 at home against the Browns. And I have a message for Browns fans. Brian Sipe is not walking through that door. I see this as kind of an easy role for the Bengals, as Deshaun Watson still trying to feel it out, trying to massage his relationship with his head coach. Okay. Lions to the Bengals, the J. Stu team parlay.
All right, what about you there, John Ramos?
Well, you know what? I love a game here, and even though Lamar Jackson is not playing, the Ravens are dogs by 2 points to the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. But I don't know. I just have the feeling it's that Baker Mayfield feeling that Huntley will come in there and do the job. I'll take the Ravens not only to cover, but also to win that game against the Steelers.
Have you seen the over-under in that one is 36.5? I can't remember an NFL game being
that's
that
low. Yeah. But I'm not taking that. But that seems awfully low. I'm not going to touch that one. But yeah.
Ilo?
I hate to pile on the Broncos here, but Chiefs only 9-point favorites against the Broncos, even though it is at Denver. I'm taking Kansas City all the way.
Yeah, the only thing about Kansas City is they let everybody kind of hang in, right? I have some thoughts on that pick as well. I like the Giants, who are getting 7.5 at home against the Eagles. I would take the Giants. So here's my picks. Chiefs-Broncos. I'm taking the under on that one, 44, mostly because the Broncos have a good defense, can't score. I also like the under in the Dolphins-Chargers. That's 52.5 points. The way to beat the Chargers is to run the football. They're going to run the football a ton, and I think that shortens the game. I'm taking the under on the Dolphins-Chargers. Giants at home getting 7.5. Niners at home laying 3.5. I understand you got a rookie quarterback versus the oldest quarterback in the league, but it ain't about the quarterbacks. It's about everything else. The Buccaneers are a disaster. And the Niners are a really good, talented football team that needs semi-decent quarterback play. And then I like the Bills over the Jets. I think Mike White, that it struck midnight last weekend, got exposed. Now you go into Buffalo. Buffalo is now in championship mode. I think they throttle the Jets. So give me the Buffalo Bills. Let's sing it. Oh, man. That's the end of it? That's it. All right. Have a great weekend. Check out the In the Bonus podcast. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.